Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sha Marie. And today is normally a review show. And I'm going to review life real quick. So if anyone knows me personally, one thing I'm known for, one of the many things I've known for, and if you ask anybody about me, this is probably one of the main things they're going to tell you, is I am a very blunt and very honest person. More blunt than anything. I have a tendency to exaggerate. So honesty, maybe not, because I do exaggerate some stories. But blunt, yes. And this morning, I woke up, obviously, and I went and took my morning pee, okay? And normally, I do not check iTunes. Normally, I don't. Usually, I'm like, okay, those are fucking haters anywho. Don't check your iTunes. And I don't know why I was peeing, right? And I'm like, I'm going to check it. So I did. And one of the things about iTunes, and this is the reason why I believe people are just outright fucking rude and obnoxious on iTunes, is because I can't say anything back to you. Okay? Unless I do something like this, I have no way to communicate with the people who comment on my iTunes. And frankly, I don't give two shits if they listen to this or not, or if they ever this ever gets to their ears. I don't give two fucks. I'm going to let everybody else know. So that way, you just know. Okay? So yeah, one thing they know me for is being blunt, okay? And that I go on banters, especially when I'm pissed. I tend to feel that everybody in the world needs to know about it. So I wake up this morning to the bad iTunes review, which is fucking fine. Like I said, I could give two shits less. My iTunes reviews are like, I have like a 2.2. They're not tip, not touch, okay? You're harshly judged on iTunes for literally everything. But I get on there, okay? And handy dandy fact checker. Look at this. So cute. It's my family. Ooh. Anywho. So I get on there and Trishy Lou. Little Trishy X Lou. Just so I get it right. That's this person's username. And it says, ew, with a 1 star. And it says, your titles and descriptions are deplorable. Regarding the Watts family one, her name is Bella. In the description, I forgot the A. Fucking shoot me in the head, right? How fucking disrespectful of me, forget an A. So disrespectful, and to use such a disgusting word too, a little unnecessary. Okay, Trishy Lou, guess what? Fuck off. Two, for anybody who hasn't listened to that episode, me and my cousin Jean, she used to do this with me before I went and did my own. And decided to still keep the It Is What It Is. I did my own because I came up with it. Blah, 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 so on and so forth. So, we did Chris Watts on Christmas Eve. May I mind you, when I first started this podcast, I'm coming up on a year. Not even a year ago, I took everything to heart. I did. My heart broke for every bad review, everything said. I would sit there and I'm like, oh my God, they don't like that word. Go, hurry, change it, hurry fast. That's what I did when I first started this. And I was like, oh, okay, the other podcast, they don't like to say fuck. I won't do it. Okay, the other podcast, they're not mean to the people who commit crimes, so maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe I should keep my opinions to myself. And then I was talking to my husband one day, and he's like, your opinions are your podcast. And I'm like, you're right. That's why I decided to do this, was so that I could share my thoughts on it and just have a good time. That's what I wanted to do. And so that's what I switched on doing. Okay. So if you haven't listened to the Chris Watts one, I might be, I don't even know. I'm a little nicer than I am now, to be honest, when the way I review things. I'm a little nicer than I was now, just plainly because of the fact that I didn't want to upset people. The disrespect she's talking about, he or she, whoever the fuck, the disrespect that's being talked about is the fact that I called Chris Watts Cum Watts. I made a little funny. I said, ha ha ha. Isn't this funny? And sorry, I just took a drink of the microphone. That's not nice. But like, you know, anywho, it may or may not be funny depending on your personality. Okay. It may or not be. Will I take back saying Cum Watts? No. Do I think it's disrespectful? No. Do I find murdering your children and your pregnant wife disrespectful? Yeah. I do. So before you come at me trying to defend a murderous piece of shit that killed his whole family, let's just take a minute and be like, is Cum Watts the worst thing this man could be called? No, it's not. Believe me, it's not. And I thought of a million other things that I could have said. I chose to say Cum Watts. Because really, my opinion behind it is he's the type of person, it's like a pile of cum. You throw it away. You know, you tissue that bitch and you throw it away. Yes, the way I describe things is like, oh my God, red in the face, this girl is crazy. I've been this way since birth. Since I popped out of my mom. Okay? May not be the best way to talk. I guarantee you, I'm not the only one who talks like this. And if you simply do not like my podcast, my YouTube channel, my whatevers, feel free to fucking leave. Unfollow me, unfriend me, whatever it is you need to do to make yourself feel better. Okay? I am not put in this world to coddle all you fucking people. That is not my job. That's not what I did this for. I didn't say, hey, let's do this so that I can be super sensitive to everybody around the world. No. And if you don't like the word cum watts or the word cum in general, I start out the goddamn episode saying it. Feel free to just, not my type of shit. Gotta go somewhere else. Bye. Cool. Cool. And you can leave the 1-star review, go ahead. But you don't need to make a comment and a comment knowing that I can't defend myself or come back at you with. Like, that's the only reason why people on iTunes, I swear to God, are keyboard warriors, is because I can't say shit to you. I can't. And if I do, and then other people want to comment on my shit, because if I want to say something back to you, I have to review my own show just to say something back to people. So, and then you're going to be like, oh, this bitch is only trying to up her ratings because she's making comments by herself and writing her own show. You think I'm going to give myself a 1-star review? You're out your goddamn mind. I try very hard at this. I love this podcast. I love it. It's in me. It's what I was true. I feel like I was born to do this. I'm not even kidding you. I love it. I love doing the videos. Now that I've started videos, it's a new thing for me. I love it. I work very hard. Very, very hard. And for people to judge me and say that I'm disrespectful, which is fine. Like I said, that part is not what pisses me off. The part that pisses me off is you're saying I'm disrespectful to a man who murdered his whole family. You can go ahead and be like, I hate the word cum. Ew. One star. Ew. You know? Cool. No sweat off my dick. I swear. You know? You guys don't understand. I don't think people who don't do this understand what your iTunes reviews mean. They mean a shit ton when it comes down to it at the end of the day. Being able to do live shows, being like just in general, just for your podcast to be known, your iTunes reviews are really important. I only have 44. Okay. Out of those 44 people who have reviewed me, not all are good. Mind you, a bunch of them were before when I had two people on my podcast. Not a lot. I've gotten two bad reviews, and a friend reviewed my show for me because she felt bad for me and she loves me. But the two new ones I've gotten, you're judging me off of past episodes, which is fine because obviously they started at the bottom, which I don't ever recommend. If you guys are checking out someone new, don't start at the bottom. Like, don't. Okay. Go higher up. They've learned. They've evolved. You evolve. And it's just, it's rude. Like, I would never in my life do that. The one star, it's the one star that's killing me. The one star and the sticking up for Chris Watts. Like, I just, and that's not the only thing. And I handle being told that I'm not someone's cup of tea very well. Very well. If you reach out to me on a platform and you're like, hey, girl, I don't like you. Just wanted you to know. I'm like, oh my God, thanks, boo. It's only happened once. But like, really? I thank that person. I'm like, well, thank you for actually telling me and not hiding behind your keyboard. Awesome of you. And just like today, right, I'm working, my phone goes off, and it says it's a YouTube notification. Someone's commented on your YouTube video, and automatically I was like, I swear to God, if this is a bad comment, I'm just going to lose my fucking mind. I've had it. Because just the pee, you know, the iTunes pee fucked up the whole morning. And this person said, it's only the missing picture on my video. And before my videos where I do this and I like talk to you guys, they are normally just like pictures I find off of Google or whatever, or news clippings or whatever it is what I put as like the picture while the audio plays in the background. And this one was the Up and Vanished episode review I did. And it was just the missing picture, right? And I'm listening to a podcast in my ear, and I'm pissed, right? I'm like, of course it's the missing picture. What the fuck else picture would it be? And I click on the picture because I'm going to go back and comment, right? And I'm going to be completely rude to this person was my plan. And I go, and all of a sudden my ear bud is quiet. And I look down at my phone, and the video is playing. And it's like 12 minutes into the video. And I'm like, oh my God, there's no fucking audio to this video. This video, I even wrote it down. I put it on YouTube on the 23rd, on April 23rd. We recorded it, me and Gene recorded it on the 5th. Literally, it's had over like 300 and something views and no one said anything. I've gotten like thumbs down on it. And I'm like, Wonder why no one likes that video. It's really weird. It was our last one together before I like branched off on my own. And I'm like, this is really weird that no one likes this video. Because there was no audio. See, I was angry. I was going to react because off of a previous person. Like, it got me that bent out of shape. And really, this sweet person, the username was Jennifer and Shane, sweet people, but like nice enough to point it out. And I was like, hey, when I get home, I'm going to fix this. Actually, I ended up having to do the whole video again. I'm very nice, you guys. I really am. Like, if you want to review my show on iTunes, go right ahead. If you don't like me, truly, go ahead and feel free to say so. I probably will not make a video bashing you and be this upset about it, to be honest, on a different day. But, like, I hate the word moist, okay? I fucking hate that word. I hate it. I hate it. I cannot stand that word. I would never in a million years think about going and knocking someone's work because they chose the word moist to describe something or someone. No. And believe me, all you people who want to say negative things and be like, oh, I fucking hate her. Or that's drunk. No one's ever said these things. Or whatever. Or like, oh, she's unprepared. This person sounds like they're unprepared. Like they're reading it for the first time. Or whatever the fuck you want to think. I want you to do something for me. I want you to research whatever it is you think that you're good at. Get yourself a microphone or use your phone. Because before I had this microphone, I used my phone. And that's why the audio's shitty. Get your phone and record yourself. And then I want you to record yourself. And I want you to put it out there. Shit, send it to me and I'm going to review you. How many people do you guys think are going to email me anything? Exactly. None. And if I could respond to these people, how many times do you think these people would be as rude as they are? None. I had one person when me and Gene were doing this that said that they would rather have someone shit on their face than listen to another one of our episodes. Shit on their face. Okay, you're funny. Ha. Ha ha. There's no reason to spread hate. Like, even when I talk about these people, yeah, I'm like, oh, they're a piece of shit. I don't lose any sleep over any of these people. I don't go out of my way to be mean or whatever. How would you feel if you are like, you're a doctor, okay? Yep, you're a doctor. And I come in and I'm like, 2 stars. Because the way you said hello did not make me feel like you meant hello. Get the hell out of here. Like, why? Why do people go out of their way to shit on things? Like, why? I just don't get it. There's an easy, simple way. And like, I have a niece named Bella, okay? I know how to fucking spell Bella. I forgot the A. You could have easily messaged me on a side piece or whatever and been like, OMG girl, typo. You forgot the A. Or even be like, hey, bitch, you forgot the A. It's Bella, not Belle. Cool. I would have fixed it. It would have been addressed. It doesn't, you don't need to go out of your way to be rude. You don't. Did I need to go out of my way to tell this person, fuck off? Sure didn't. Did I? I sure did. Because I'm a human being. You're a human being. I get it. I get the whole thing. Okay, I do. It's not your fault that I read your review first thing in the morning. It's not your fault that I let it affect my day like I have. But it is. It affects my day because I cannot say anything back. And that's just the type of person I am. If you come up to me and you're like, hey, just so you know, I heard Susie over there doesn't like you, I'm going to go ask Susie why. And she can simply just be like, I believe that you're a shitty person. And I'm like, okay, cool. Do you get to know me? Maybe I'm not. You know? And normally, their opinion changes about me. Or like, oh, I thought you were mean. But I'm going to come ask you. I'm going to come at you. I don't hide behind a keyboard. I don't hide behind a video screen. Anything that I have ever said on my podcast, I am more than willing to say to your fucking face. 9 times out of 10. That's just who I am. And if you're listening to my podcast, you should know that. And I applaud and I appreciate and I love every one of you who are like, oh, girl, you're saying it because I'm thinking it. That's been me my whole life. I say it because you think it and you just don't want to say it. I got you. I'll say it. I'll say it right now. There's people in life that need to be coddled. And that's fine. My show is not for you. If you need to be coddled and your mom still probably breastfeeds you or whatever your situation is, this isn't the show for you. It's not. If you can take legit adult humor, like the word come, and deal with it, and the word fuck, like a normal person, and tell me you don't say fuck out of your day. Try me. Except for my one Mormon friend, Becca. Except for her, I try to get her to cuss, but she won't. But I did try. But like, literally, tell me y'all don't cuss. Gonna judge me? And one person was like, my kid can hear you. That's your fault. I'm not in front of your child. You put me in front of your child. So yeah, that's what today's video is about. Be nice before you judge people. And just, you know, don't come at me on iTunes. And you can come at me, like I said. I am not doing this video to be like, don't bully me. Go ahead. Fine. Bully me. But I will say something back to you. I will, because that's my right. And it's your right to say your piece. So yeah, I'm just saying, you know, if you're going to come at me at a platform where we can have it out. Don't come at me behind your little fucking username and your little keyboard and your... No, ain't going to happen. I don't fucking play that game. I don't. Anywho, so we will... I'll come back at y'all on... What is today? Thursday? Sunday. So Sunday's episode will be probably the episode I was going to do today. I'm just not in the mood, to be honest, to actually do an episode today because I feel like I'll still be salty. Even though I got all this off my chest, I feel like I still will be salty for like a second. So, and I'm salty as fuck. I will admit that right now. Salty as hell. Salty. So, anywho, Sunday I will come at you guys with another video and not a video, but an episode. And yeah, in the meantime, subscribe, like, share, don't. Twitter, it is what it is, 208, because that's where I'm from. On Instagram, it is what it is. Pod 19, that's all together, no spaces. And Facebook and YouTube, it is what it is, a true crime podcast. But obviously you're there because you're watching my face. So yeah, go ahead and leave me a comment. God willing, you're not out to eat me or be mean to me. And like my show, Put the Thumbs Down, I just had to get this off my chest. And I use this podcast as my therapy and my way to just let it go and hand it over to God, as some would say. So, yeah.